Good morning, everybody. This is a finance report for the calendar year 2016. Sarah Restall, our treasurer, is not able to be with us this morning, so I'm presenting this report on her behalf. There's a paper copy at the back just there if you want a bit more detail. It goes into more detail if you're interested in the finances. You can by all means have a look at one of those, and obviously I'm around a bit afterwards if you want to. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to ask them. So firstly, if we start with our income for the year 2016. So our total income was £2.27 million, up from, that's an increase from 2015, which was at £1.9 million. Then if we look at that total income and extract out some parts of it, we take out our Go and Grow income, which included the sale proceeds of two properties, which were sold, and the sale proceeds allocated to the Go and Grow project. So that's a total of £1.3 million for Go and Grow, which we take out. Then we take out other restricted income, mainly from our Oakley congregation, gifts from Oakley, and things like special offerings. So there's a total there to come out of £129,700. We end up with what is effectively our operating income, our unrestricted income, which totaled £816,600 for 2016, and that was down from £846,000 in the previous year, 2015. So that's our income. Then if we look at our costs for the year, our expenditure totaled £1 million, and that is broken down there, as you can see on the screen, into the main headings, the different areas of ministry that money was spent on. And just to look at it in a different way, there's a pie chart here which just breaks that cost, that expenditure, down into different areas as well by percentages. So if we take that £1 million expenditure and we remove from it expenditure on Oakley Community Church and on the Go and Grow project and any other expenditure out of our restricted funds, that's funds that were given for a specific purpose, like our special offerings, for example. So we take all of those out, and that leaves us with £835,700, which is effectively our operating costs for running all the ministries of the church, our church buildings, support department, and all that. So there you can see on the screen that little breakdown there. So those operating costs, £835,000 compared with £793,700 in 2015. So there you have our income and our expenditure, and then what you've got at the bottom is the surplus or deficit. So there is the overall result for the year. So as you can see, our operating costs exceeded our income for the year by about £19,100, which was compared to 2015, the previous year, where that year our income exceeded our costs by £52,300. So this is a kind of a disappointing result, really, which shows the continued pressure on our income as a church. Our income actually has decreased, really, over each year for the last 2 years. Part of that's probably due to some income being diverted into, some giving diverted into the Go and Grow project. And Henry's obviously, I just echo Henry's plea really for if you're not yet giving as a part of the, and you're part of the church, then please do start getting involved in that adventure of giving. And if you're currently giving to the church, please do review and pray about increasing your giving as well. That'll be really helpful. But this shortfall for 2016 will be funded from our pot of reserves, which are at the right kind of level for a charity of our size. And at the end of 2016, we had free reserves of about £197,000, which is a little under 3 months of our operating expenditure. So finally, just a couple of words about the Go and Grow project. Looking back to 2016, the news we've heard today is kind of after that. So we're looking back to the end of 2016, when St. Bee's liability to the London Diocesan Fund, who have been upfront funding the purchase of Solar House, our liability at the end of December last year was £9 million, including interest and fees, and that had increased from £8.4 million at the end of 2015. So that was the cost of Solar House, including all the fees. And in the very unlikely event of this whole project not continuing and the redevelopment of Solar House not being completed, the London Diocesan Fund will sell Solar House to recover their costs. And if the proceeds of sale don't quite match up with the amount that our liability to the LDF, then our liabilities to meet any shortfall is limited to £1.1 million. So thank you very much for listening. That's the financial report for 2016. And now over to Henry.